This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Just 7 weeks into his administration, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger gave his first State of the State speech last night. Focusing on the financial crisis facing the state, the address was a now familiar Schwarzenegger combination of dire warnings and hope for the future, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Arnold Schwarzenegger took the podium in the California Assembly Chamber to a lengthy standing ovation.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow, this feels good.
But there wasn't a lot of feel-good in the message the governor came to deliver. California is facing a $15 billion deficit in the coming fiscal year, according to Schwarzenegger. And since he won't raise taxes, significant cuts in services are on the way.
If we continue spending and don't make cuts, California will be bankrupt. And a bankrupt California cannot provide services to anyone.
But that's all Schwarzenegger said about cuts. The job of announcing the nasty details will be left to Finance Director Donna Ardoin when she presents the governor's budget on Friday. Schwarzenegger was more forthcoming on other fiscal issues. First, a pair of initiatives on the March ballot. One asks the voters to approve a $15 billion bond to pay off existing debt. The other puts limits on future spending and creates a rainy day fund. The Democrat-controlled legislature approved the measures last month after long, tough negotiations. Last night, Schwarzenegger appealed to the lawmakers for their cooperation once again.
Now I ask you to join me in getting out the message that a yes vote on these measures on a March ballot is absolutely critical to our financial future. The alternative is economic chaos.
The prospect of economic chaos notwithstanding, Schwarzenegger said his new job gave him great joy, that he felt good about the progress made so far. But the key to really repairing California's economy, he said, is jobs. And the best way to create jobs is to reform workers' compensation. California employers pay premiums about twice as high as the national average. So returning to his tough guy tone, Schwarzenegger told the lawmakers that he wants serious workers' comp reform passed by March or else.
Modest reform is not enough. If modest reform is all that lands on my desk, I am prepared to take my workers' comp solution directly to the people, and I will put it on a ballot in November.
The cheers at this point were largely from Republicans. To Democratic ears, that last remark sounded like a threat to just bypass the legislature. Jenny Oropesa, head of the Assembly Budget Committee, said it's hard to put that kind of talk together with the governor's frequent calls for bipartisanship.
I don't really have a good handle on where this governor, the kind of relationship the governor wants to have with the legislature yet. I think he wants to work with us, but on the other hand, sometimes, you know, things don't really come out that way. And so it's a case-by-case basis. We've had some great success and then a few missteps. So we're going to have to keep working on it.
Democrats may be having a hard time figuring out Schwarzenegger, but Senate Republican leader Jim Brulte said they should just take a cue from the voters.
In just 60 days, we've been able to learn something about this governor. He instinctively understands the heartbeat of California better than most of the professional politicians in this building.
Maybe Californians feel they understand Schwarzenegger because he understands where his own strengths lie. I am, the governor said last night, a salesman by nature. And he said he'd sell the promise and strength of California to the nation and the world.
If I can sell movies to my tickets to my movies like Red Sonja or Last Action Hero, you know I can sell just about anything.
Getting Democrats who control the legislature to buy into his plans? That may be his hardest sell yet. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Sacramento.